The St. Albert Gazette was recognized by two industry associations this year for excellence in reporting. The Gazette scooped up the top prize as the best all-around newspaper by the Alberta Weekly Newspapers Association, AWNA. While it held its 103rd annual general meeting in Edmonton September 22, where it announced the winners of the 2022 Better Newspaper Competition. It was a clear standout, said the judge of the category in their submission. I noted lots of staff well-written stories and a nice presentation that made it easy and enjoyable to read. The Gazette also earned first place for best front page, second place for best sports section and third place for best editorial page. We're very pleased and proud to be honored by our peers in the community news media industry, said Tim Schultz, publisher of the Gazette. These awards look at the whole newspaper, from front to back, from two randomly selected weeks each year. Winning here is a total team effort, and the only way you can prepare for it is to do the best you can each and every edition. Gazette reporter Jack Farrell took home the top award for best sports writing for his story about a St. Albert drag racer who was inducted into the Western Canadian Motorsports Hall of Fame. In a very tough category with several potential first-place entries, this story stood above the rest, said the judge of the category in their submission. Kevin Ma, who has been with the Gazette since 2006, took home honorable mention in the Best Feature Story category for his dive into textile waste and recycling. The Gazette also earned both first and second place for photo pages, with John Lucas scoring first place for his pictures of St. Albert's International Children's Festival and Ma taking home second place for a series of photos capturing birds in the community. Ma also earned third place in the wildlife photography category for capturing a mallard and her duckings. Jennifer Henderson took home second place for best local news story for a piece that outlined the St. Albert Raiders and their history of mismanaging complaints against the hockey club. The category judge noted the story was well written and highlights the powerful impact local news can have on a community. National Newspaper Awards. The Gazette also earned high praise from News Media Canada's Canadian Community Newspaper Awards, CCNA, competition. The winners were announced on September 18. Reporter Anna Borvietsky, who has been with the Gazette since 2000, earned second place for best coverage of the arts. The Gazette took home second place for best front page and best all-round newspaper and brought in third place for best editorial page. Ma earned top spot for agriculture reporting for his look at vertical farming, and he won second place for best feature story for his piece exploring textile waste and recycling. Ma's photo series on birds in St. Albert earned him second place with the national organization. Thanks to our talented team for all their hard work, and to our readers and advertisers for your support. It takes great communities to make great community media, Schultz said. Great West Media, the parent company of the St. Albert Gazette, took home a total of 52 awards between nine of its papers for general excellence, writing, advertising and photography.